News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
On the show, we spoke to columnist Brenda Power about her concerns around the new surrogacy laws. She wrote in the Sunday Times about how the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission have concerns that our new act on surrogacy allows for the trafficking of women and babies. Have a listen to what Brenda Power had to say.
We are becoming the first country in the EU to legalise commercial surrogacy through this legislation. And secondly, and again, this is their warning, not mine, that this is an area marred by human trafficking and exploitation. The difficulty that the Commission has is that this particular legislation, they say, is in breach of our obligations on the human trafficking, in EU human trafficking restrictions and legislation. They've written twice to Stephen Donnelly to alert him to this, and they have received no reply. So what they're trying to raise awareness of the fact that we are about to become the first country in Europe to basically legalise the buying of babies.
Okay, we're joined now by Fine Gael Senator Mary Siri Carney. Mary, your reaction to what Brenda Power had to say? We're the first country to legalise commercial surrogacy. This is an area marred by human trafficking and exploitation. The words, she says, of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, not hers.
Well, the first thing is, Shane, since 2005, we have been full of reports saying we needed to legislate for surrogacy, both domestically and internationally, in order to stop exploitation. So 2005, 19 years later, in 2024, we finally passed that legislation. And that legislation has a preconception, pre the creation of an embryo, safeguards where any intending parents that wish to pursue a surrogacy route, either in Ireland or abroad, must get the authorisation of a regulatory authority in Ireland. And that regulatory authority has written into the legislation the requirements to review to ensure that there is no commercial element to any of the surrogacy arrangements, that the surrogate is giving her free and informed consent, that there is a contract in place that sets out all of the expenses, and then they will adjudicate on whether they're reasonable or not. And then also that there is counselling, that there is independent legal advice, that there's medical support, and that both the surrogate and the intending parents must satisfy those criteria. Then the regulatory authority will oversee the clinic they're going to. So to be honest, the IRIC are very late to the party. The Irish Human Rights and Equality Authority, they didn't put a submission into the joint Iraq this surrogacy
but they now have made their comments, and we
they
have
do
to
it
take
after the legislation is passed.
Yeah, that's fine. But they're now making those comments, and what they're saying is, you know, that the law creates a double standard. It says whereby domestic altruistic surrogacy is lightly regulated, but the international market will be subject to light touch regulation. It also says the idea that foreign surrogate mother and the surrogacy agency should only receive reasonable expense, it says it's disingenuous nonsense.
Well, I would beg to differ very in the strongest terms.
Can I read you what it says?
Report,
it says it's unlikely.
I have read the report myself.
No, but
Shane.
The listener may not have, so I do need to tell the listener as well.
Well, Brenda got a free run yesterday on disparaging families around the country and pretty much labelling children born as a product of a sale, which is incredibly stigmatizing, and there is terrible hurt throughout the country.
Brenda did not disparage families. She expressed a view which you are absolutely entitled to disagree with. But just to read what it says, it's unlikely a woman would undertake a pregnancy on behalf of a stranger from another country without being offered a significant incentive. It's fiction to suggest otherwise, but that appears to be the basis on which the legislation is to operate. That is the words of the Irish Human Rights and Equality
The legislation
Commission.
Arises from an interdepartmental committee of the Department of Justice, the Department of Children, and the Department of Health, all of whom have significant experience of actual surrogacies, of dealing with the legalities, of coping with families. We all want to move to a place where exploitation is incredibly, is ruled out as much as possible. The IREC report is arising out of the trafficking directive and the amendments to it at EU level. That put in the words, the exploitation of surrogacy, not that surrogacy by its definition is exploitative, but that there are opportunities for some mal actors in it to exploit both the intended parents and the surrogates. Hence the level of regulatory authorities' oversight in any international surrogacy. So it is misinformation, to be perfectly honest, what was said yesterday and what was in the article on Sunday. The IREC are expressing concerns to ensure that there is no exploitation. We're all on the same page. None of us want to look into the eyes of our child in their teenage years when they say, what is the story with my origins? And you go into the in-depth that that an adult or an emerging adult will question and have anything other than honour and respect and legality and medical and support occurring along the journey to that child's birth.
Can I ask you to respond to the point Brenda made about issues in relation to a Ukrainian clinic, issues in relation to the Mediterranean Fertility Institute in Greece. And Brenda spoke about vulnerable women being lured from Albania and Georgia on false pretenses and, quote, forced to undergo hormonal treatment, egg extraction and insemination for surrogacy.
There is no doubt there are opportunities for criminality and malactors to exploit people along the way, which is why we have residency requirements, proof of residency requirements, proof of that there aren't those third parties involved. All of that has to be proven and will have to be proven to the regulatory authority in advance of any authorization before an individual or a couple embark on a surrogacy journey. In that context, any parent wants to make sure that they have the full parental legal relationship lifelong with their child. They won't get it if they don't comply with what the regulatory authority has to say about them. In issues where there is a woman moved from one country to the next, that arrangement will not be sanctioned for that couple to go ahead or that individual to go ahead. There will be no authorization issued. And at the very end, when a baby is born and a surrogate agrees to the parents getting the parental orders, a judge will then in the High Court review the entirety of the authorization and make sure that that family are complying or else they won't get their parental orders.
A judge in Ireland does that.
A judge in Ireland.
Not a legitimate question about how a judge in Ireland can oversee what is happening in an overseas country?
That will come down to the proofs that are required for court. And yes, but in any other country, there are access to the courts on a contractual basis and the laws of those countries. So that can be done in those countries. But in Ireland, for a family to have their full family rights and lifelong relationship with each other recognised in Ireland, they must comply. That will include proof of receipts, the detail behind the legislation, because you can't put everything into the legislation. Then as it grows, you can't ensure that the proofs for court can grow.
Can I ask
and
you as well,
just
finally, the Commission warns the reasonable expenses provision might encourage couples to seek surrogacy in poor and underdeveloped countries where surrogacy is permissible, including Kenya, Malaysia and Nigeria, and where they can get away with paying small amounts of money to the surrogate mother on the basis of a comparative economic value. Your response to that?
My response to that is that I have full faith in the regulatory authority to oversee and to ensure that if there was an emerging trend of anything like that, that they would move in and stop it in the best interests of a child and the dignity of that child. The regulation or the law as it stands and as it has been passed is so severe and so feared by the LGBTQ community that they fear that they are being excluded from surrogacy by stealth because the standards are so high. That's their argument at the moment. And that stands in complete contrast to the IRIC comments, which again are about those who would seek to exploit surrogacy, not about the normal passage of surrogacy itself.
We'll have to leave it there. Fine Gael Senator Mary Siri Carney, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.